You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Eric Soap here, excited to be joined by one of our favorite fellows, returning champion to The Zag. Wade Dean is back. We'll catch up with him. He's on the East Coast in South Carolina, interesting perspective on all the events that are happening out there, and he can give us some perspective on things that are happening out here in LA. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get to it. Yeah, Wade, I feel like when we touch base, different priority each time. This time I feel like it might be COVID, and you being in South Carolina on the East Coast in general, there's a lot more concern going on. What are you feeling and hearing being out there?
Let's see. I am between South Carolina and Georgia, so I'm hearing a whole hell of a lot. In South Carolina, the numbers are going up. It seems like there's a new peak every day. The thing that frustrates me on a personal level, both of my parents are in their late 70s. The public health system in South Carolina, specifically where they live, is not quite the best. It's not comparable to what I've experienced in Los Angeles. So that's very, it's a lot of anxiety when it comes to that. And also the way that state, and I would go as far as to say local government as well, are treating the virus within that formal setting, and also in an informal setting, the way various attitudes are being deployed against the virus. A lot of people on the right side of the political spectrum either think that it is still a hoax, it is not as bad as what people are saying, and at the very worst and at the most insidious, they see their disregard of the virus as a way of triggering the libs, which is very inhumane and cruel.
Yeah, not a good way to govern, for sure, definitely.
Yes.
Like on this idea of a flashpoint being the masks, what kind of things are you seeing out there related to that?
It's surreal. I was about to say it's weird, but it's more so surreal because, you know, I remember when this thing started hitting, the trope was, essential workers. We are all in this together, right? It was a call for solidarity, a call for togetherness. And then that pretty much went out the window within like a week to a week and a half, if I were to be like, you know, honest. Whereas people kind of went into their polarized corners. If you saw someone wearing a mask, once again, you were one of those progressives, one of those people who are, you know, believing in the effects of the virus. But also, I mean, if you want to put it within a gendered lens, as people would say that maybe you need to man up. Maybe you're not, it's a sign of weakness. You know what I mean? It was so many things happening all at once. I mean, there's also a religious lens on it. Like there are certain people who did not believe a mask was going to work, but their faith and whomever they worship and pray to is going to inoculate them from this particular virus. And it doesn't work that way. Everyone's decisions impact everyone. My decision impacts someone who I will never even meet. I will go to a grocery store, and if I don't wear that mask, or if they are wearing a mask, or, you know, you see what I'm saying? It's not about me. It was never about me, but it's really not about me now.
That's well said. And then I know when we talked last time too, so much of what was happening in the country related to Black Lives Matter and to protest movement was just starting to take off. And that really was something that we all watched really closely the last couple of weeks. What are your feelings on it right now? And what kind of things have been encouraging to you and what's been discouraging to you?
May I be frank? And when I say may I be frank, do you mind if I briefly use a small measure of profanity?
As long as it's a small measure, because we're not certified for large measures, but small measures are...
I will keep it within those parameters. I would say that I am sick and tired of this shit. And it's a generational sick and tired. It's a sick and tired of that, like, refuses the borders of temporality. That I feel my father's exhaustion, I feel my uncle's exhaustion, my aunt's, my mother's exhaustion, my lady's exhaustion, and her family. You see what I'm saying? It's like collective. I've been learning about a lot of this stuff since I was a kid. You know, I'm from Orangeburg, South Carolina, and the welcome sign to Orangeburg, South Carolina, there's a Confederate flag flying high that was erected by the Sons of the Confederacy. There's a monument here in Athens, Georgia, where I'm at now, to the Confederacy. You see out of that attitude, that worship of, you know, the lost cause, and I say worship purposefully, how it animates in this moment a disregard of Black life, that I am glad to see this interracial coalition of people in the streets pushing back hard and giving the system and institution of white supremacy hell. That gives me joy. But also, because I'm a scholar, or at least I'm trying my best to be a scholar every day and trying to learn how to ask better questions, I see historically how this thing is going right now. And it makes me nervous because I don't put anything past those who are invested in white supremacy, what they will do to clap back. And a lot of times it's violence. A lot of times it's petty. For example, in Atlanta, you had last week members of Atlanta PD say, you know what, we're not going to come to work because you want to hold us accountable. You want us to protect and serve, or we just want to do law and order and put our knee on your neck. And to make these people on Atlanta PD feel better, the city of Atlanta said, we're going to give you $500 because you're in your feelings. That money could have been helping somebody who was suffering from COVID, or that money could have been helped to, as we say, defund the police, which is like a catch-all to say, like, we need to reapportion resources away from this institution rife with systemic racism to a whole new way of imagining what it is to protect and serve, not only having the institution do that for us, but how can we do that amongst ourselves in concert with this institution, right? And that falls into the rubric of abolition. But when you're having all these things happening at once, and at once every day, and at once the way it can be replayed over and over again on social media by a certain spectacle that is itself is a little bit disheartening and sometimes beats you down, I always return to Wade Fulton Dean right now is sick and tired of this shit.
When we come back with Wade, we'll hear a little bit more about what's on his mind. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Zag. We'll be right back. Wade, did you make it out to the beach this weekend? I know you were trying to get out there.
Oh, I guess I did post some pictures. Yes, this was a last minute trip. My fiance, her family has a beach house in Topsail Island in North Carolina. And we made that 6.5 hour drive. And personally, it was restorative. It was necessary. I tend to be more focused, just feel more of myself when I'm by the ocean, be it the West Coast or the East Coast. And so that was good. Got some writing done. I played my sax. I guess I could say my nephews now because, we're going to be family soon, right? Took them out for a run because I'm a runner. So I took them on soft sand runs. It was a good time.
And when did you come back to the West Coast?
I am looking to come back to the West Coast at the end of July. And I'm saying that tentatively because the way things happen every day, it was COVID and then the demonstrations. I don't know, a volcano might pop up in the middle of the country and jack everything up. But tentatively at the end of July, I will be back in Los Angeles. It'll be good to see you guys and people that I want to wrap my arms around their neck and embrace them in the loving way that I only know how to.
Well said. Listen, thanks as always for coming on. Stay safe out there. And thanks everyone for listening to this episode of The Zag. Catch all the past episodes, all the places you get your podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, they're all there. And until next time, we'll catch you soon.